Hello and welcome to the Magical Ice Kingdom presents Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. You are now entering a structure which is chilled to minus 10 degrees centigrade and contains over 500 tons of ice sculptures, snow sculptures and structures made entirely from ice and snow. As you come down the entrance ramp, the scene in front of you is taken from the first part of Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Alice is sitting by the riverbank while her sister reads her a rather boring story. She is distracted by a white rabbit who is fully dressed in Victorian clothes and muttering to himself about being terribly late. He rushes through a rabbit hole and instinctively Alice follows him. As you enter the rabbit hole, you are travelling through an enormous self-supporting arch made from compacted snow. When you emerge from this tunnel, you are in the extraordinary world of Wonderland. A corridor of ice walls and doorways ends in a sculpture of a tiny Alice perched on a chair in order to reach a giant bottle labelled Drink Me. And as you continue around the path, the effect of the drink becomes clear. A snow house representing the white rabbit's home is being destroyed as Alice's giant head, arm and leg break through the roof and walls. The rabbit stands in his garden looking on with his head in his hands. Continuing on, Alice is being presented with an invitation by two very curious characters. They are both dressed as royal servants and driving a magnificent coach. However, one appears to be a frog and the other a fish. The letter they give Alice says an invitation from the Queen to play croquet. Beyond them are the gates to a palace topped with ornamental dodos, and in front of this are a group of soldiers who take the form of playing cards. One of them is frantically painting a white rose red. Apparently, the Queen does not care for white roses. Passing through the palace gates, we are confronted with the Queen of Hearts herself. "Off with her head," she cries, as a menacing executioner stands nearby. We shouldn't worry, though. She never carries out her threats, and before long, she and Alice are playing a strange form of croquet involving flamingos as mallets and hedgehogs as balls. Behind them rises the palace adorned with hearts and roses. Two ice chandeliers hang down either side of a huge heart-shaped throne. You can choose to take a seat on the throne for a photograph. You might also climb the stairs and walk along the top of the palace to the ice slide, which descends on the opposite side. Across from the palace is an enormous 5-metre-tall snow sculpture of a caterpillar. "Who are you?" it demands condescendingly. Nearby, the Mad Hatter's tea party is in full swing. Alice is sitting down to tea with the March Hare at the other end. The Hatter, meanwhile, stands in the middle of the table, which is covered with teetering piles of plates and cups. Across from them, on the other side of the path, is the face of the Cheshire Cat. This appears magically from between the trees and then slowly disappears from view. Now you continue through the centre of an old oak tree carved from snow and emerge into a courtroom where the King of Hearts presides as judge and the jury is made up of a collection of extraordinary animals. "Sentence first, verdict afterwards," asserts the king, to which Alice, who has clearly lost her patience with Wonderland, cries, "You're nothing but a pack of cards." The large figures of Tweedledum and Tweedledee guide us out through an exit arch back to the real world as your journey through Wonderland comes to a conclusion. Thank you for visiting, and we hope you enjoyed your time in the Magical Ice Kingdom.